Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Monday, March 28th, the second day of the Hebraic week. Our verse today is Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Yeshua returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. Hopefully, you were able to listen in on yesterday's daily devotion. This is actually the second part to that devotional. You see, yesterday we saw how the Holy Spirit may at times lead you right into the lion's den, if you will. We saw where the Spirit led Yeshua into the desert to be tempted. Yet, here we see what happened after that time, immediately after that time. Yeshua returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. When we overcome sin in our lives, we begin to truly walk in the power of the Spirit. This is why the enemy works so hard at bringing temptations our way. He's scared of us. If he can keep us oppressed in sin, he'll never have to worry about us being a threat. Yet, the moment we take overcoming sin seriously, he knows we are a threat. It's interesting to note that it says Yeshua returned to Galilee. Galilee actually means circuit or circle. It was a land referred to by the Jews as the Galilee of the Gentiles or circle of sinners, people who lived in the darkness. That's why we see Matthew 4:14 saying, to fulfill what was said to the prophet Isaiah, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. When you walk in the circle of sinners around you, are you walking in the power of the Spirit? So how do you view your sin? Do you keep falling to it? It might be the very thing keeping you from walking in the power of the Spirit as Yeshua did. Only you can truly know your success or failure to overcoming the sin in your life. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow, Shalom.